TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Join more of the things you love with TCL. These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that, Dad.
Hey, it's a special Write That Down only edition of the Mackie and Judd Show here in just a second, where we make predictions and hold each other accountable. But a quick shout out to Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated's been helping business owners in the state of Minnesota since 1904, based in Owatonna. They are one of us. And when you partner with Federated, you get more than just a policy. You benefit from over a century of experience in making businesses as successful as they can be. Also, make sure to follow Federated on Twitter, at FederatedINS. Great content for your business on all aspects of business protection. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours.
Most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd with Rami. This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write this down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
It's Write That Down with Mackie, Judd, and Rami.
Write that down. Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that.
Welcome in to Write That Down. Predictions that are statistically more likely to be wrong than right. And we are the only sports show in the country that keeps track of our predictions and holds each other accountable with batting averages and home runs. And if you're watching on the screen right now, you can see how Write That Down works. Saw a lot of red as I scrolled by there. But three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And we bring listeners onto the show every single week. We're doing this a little bit different this week in that we are recording this just a couple hours before the Twins play the Astros in Game 2. And so it's likely that by the time some of you listen to this, we will already have made incorrect Twins-related predictions. But that's the beauty of this.
It's fitting for us and the Twins.
Yep. Listeners, if you want to get on the show and be a guest listener participant, just DM me, at Phil Mackey, on Twitter, and we'll get you in the mix at some point. If not in 2020, we'll get you in the mix in early 2021. Matt is going to be our guest listener predictor for this particular session of Write That Down Predictions, so we'll get him on in just a second. But because the Major League Baseball season ended, gentlemen, and the Twins season ended, this is the longest and most in-depth accountability session we've had all year, because all these Twins predictions came off the board. So we'll see if Judd Zolgad can hang on to his batting average lead. Let's go to the things that came off the board for Judd here. All right?
Okay. All right.
You said Kenta Maeda will start game one of the playoffs for the Minnesota Twins, so it's good.
Yes!
Good work by you. You also, however, said more than one team will not play the full 60-game season, not counting the Marlins. Well, the Marlins did, and so did everybody else.
Oh, I thought the Cardinals fell a couple short.
Well, you said more than one team. I think the Cardinals played them all.
No, I think the Cardinals, because they were locked into their seating, didn't play the Tigers in a doubleheader on Monday.
Did they? Okay.
But it was one team then. Okay. So, yep, it's still one.
And the Marlins, I believe, did wind up playing the full 60. Jose Barrios will have an ERA below 3.25 this season. Miguel Sano will hit 52 home runs this season.
I meant strikeouts.
Well, you're wrong on that, too, because he has 100 or something. Josh Donaldson will hit 35 or more bombs for the Twins this season. As you can tell, a lot of these predictions
all go back
before
to the spring. Oh, man. Okay, yeah, this is going to be bad.
And by the way, just in case people are wondering, well, I mean, it was a global pandemic hit. Sorry, there are no
rules. I totally agree with this. Yes.
No rules.
This is the right call. Well, no, there are rules. Well, that's if you're wrong, you're wrong.
That is true.
I'm with you on this one. I like this.
Jonathan Harrison, last year's reigning defending batting champion. He said the Twins will have the best regular season record in the American League and will lose only two games in the playoffs on their way to a World Series title. A lot of wrong predictions. Well, I guess they've only lost one postseason game so far.
He was optimistic.
Yeah. He said the Twins will break the single team home record run record that they set last year by at least 20 home runs. And then he said the Twins will hit over 250 home runs this season. So he kind of hedged. He's wrong on both. Manny had nothing come off the board.
Good for Manny.
Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, boy.
Our friend, Rami Makhlouf. He said the Twins
I feel like you're going to bury him in this portion.
He
did pretty well here.
The Twins will hit at least 325 home runs this season. He said that he was very pessimistic on the Twins' offseason pitching acquisitions. He said the Twins won't acquire a pitcher who finishes the season with a full season WAR above Jose Berríos. Well, Kenta Maeda's WAR, according to Fangraph, was twice as good as Jose Berríos.
Yeah, he turned into an ace.
He did.
A guy who yesterday you might have pitched seven.
Yeah, and like yesterday.
Oh, wait, that didn't happen.
But even yesterday, if you would have told me he's going to go five scoreless right out of the gate against as a game one starter, I would have said, cool, that's a great trade.
Yeah.
Your number one starter shuts a team down for five innings.
Yes.
Mookie Betts will have a higher WAR than Buxton and Maeda combined. Mookie Betts was amazing this year. But according to Fangraphs, Buxton and Maeda combined for a 3.3 WAR. Mookie Betts was 3. He said Donaldson will hit over 35 bombs and a 920 OPS. However, Rami said, we will get a Major League Baseball season in 2020, and the Twins will win the American League Central.
Yes!
That was a parlay. I'm not giving it a home run because I think both things were favored. Like, I don't think there was that much question that we... Like, we knew that there was going to be a season to some extent. It was just going to be like, is it going to be 50 games or 100 games? And the Twins were the favorites to win the division. So a good, solid double slash triple there.
Good hit.
He said that Nick Foles will be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears no later than week 3.
Yes!
And Kenta Maeda will start a playoff game for
Minnesota Twins. That's good. Good nice for list. Yes. Nice work, Rami.
Solid week for Rami there.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Time for me to get my comeuppance. I said the Houston Astros, this was a home run prediction that should have come true, by the way. The Houston Astros will miss the playoffs and Alex Bregman's OPS will drop by at least 100 points in 2020. Alex Bregman's OPS absolutely dropped by like 200 or 300 points and the Astros were below 500, right?
COVID, sorry. Sound the buzzer. COVID.
Eight damn playoff
COVID
teams.
Gotcha.
It's ridiculous. I was right, but COVID got me. I said the Twins will have at least 4 hitters with at least 40 or more home runs this year. Yeah. I said Buxton will have a higher WAR than Mookie Betts. The Twins will clinch a playoff series against the Yankees in the Bronx. Can't happen. And the Major League season will have a shortened season, which is correct, and the Twins will have the best record, which was incorrect. They have the fourth best record or something. Oh, there's more.
Whoa!
I said Jose Berríos will have career high marks in ERA and strikeout per nine. He did have a career strikeout record rate, but his ERA was not very good.
I think I need to lay down with all this red.
Whew. Josh Donaldson will still hit 20 home runs in the 60-game regular season. Twins will face the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs. Twins will sweep the wild card round. I did redeem myself slightly by saying the Twins will have the Twins have 23 games left at the time of this prediction. They will win at least 14 of those games starting on September 2nd. They did accomplish
big September for the boys until
like
yesterday. Yes.
Is that a home run?
That a good team would win some games? I don't know.
14 of...
I said they'd go 14-9.
Okay. No, that's not a home run.
I don't think so.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
Thanks for playing.
Listeners. All right, the listeners. Nice little streak of green here. After trading Kluber to Texas, this is JD. The Indians will finish third in the American League Central below the Twins and the White Sox.
Yes!
That happened, right? Indians, the Indians were... Yep, okay. Just want to make sure. No, wait.
Or did they?
No.
No,
they jumped the White Sox.
The Indians jumped the White Sox on the last day.
The Indians are
right.
Buzzing!
Oh, no.
Yeah, because...
Give me 1 second to go change this, because
Cleveland's at home against the Yankees and lost last night, right?
Yes.
The White Sox went to Oakland and won.
In fact, it probably would have been a home run if someone predicted last Monday that the White Sox would finish in third place, and they ended up finishing
third place. The White Sox at the end of the regular season were awful.
And that prediction was made a long, long time ago, like early on in the...
Sorry, JD.
...in the winter.
Is that Josh Donaldson?
Oof, that is... That is rough. Okay. All right. So ignore that being green. It's actually red. John Kay said Trubisky will be benched for at least one game in 2020.
Yes!
You like that. Said Rami will give up on Mitchell Trubisky by at least week 8, and Trubisky will be benched by then as well. Rami has given up on Mitch Trubisky. We were just waiting for the benching.
Yes!
Owen said that, is it pronounced, Adesanya will beat Costa, and that happened last weekend.
Yes!
However... Ryan said Nelson Cruz and Josh Donaldson will combine for at least 80 home runs this season. There's more. Ooh.
Oh.
Justin said, it's amazing. Are you guys seeing like my email alerts popping up right now too?
Yes.
Like Vikings media schedule.
I'm seeing stuff popping up on the screen. Cool. I'm assuming it's your alerts.
Justin M. said, Nelson Cruz and Josh Donaldson will hit at least 40 home runs apiece this season. Chris said the Twins' home run pace will be better than last season's home run pace. Cooper said Buxton will play more games than Rosario. Dominic said the Twins will have at least four double-digit home run hitters, and Sano will lead the team. He's close on that one, but Nelson Cruz led the team. Chris said Major League Baseball's home run rate will go up this year, and Mitch Garver's home run rate will go up.
Oh!
And Josh said Buxton will hit over 300.
He's a man.
Oh, the Mitch Garver prediction. Whew.
Yikes.
What a rough way. Oh, no, there's more from the listeners.
Dude.
Oh, no.
What happened here?
Will said the Saints will have more regular season wins, the St. Paul Saints, than the Twins. Scott said the Twins will lead the majors in home runs again, no matter when the season ends. Braden said the Twins will finish the season with the best record. Teague with a pair of predictions here. He said Tony Bautista played 50 games in 2006, which is a random pull.
Yep.
Donaldson will play more games than Bautista did in 2006. And he said, Teague said Barrios will give up more home runs than Francisco Liriano did in 2006. Both of those were wrong. And there's more.
Oh, my God.
Megan said Nelson Cruz will win the American League home run title. John in Manhattan said the Twins will have at least one winning streak of six games or more before the season ends. And John in Manhattan also said the Twins will have at least two more pitchers record saves in 2020 who hadn't as of September 2nd.
Johnny.
And Ben, with the cherry on top, said the Twins will hit back-to-back bombas on September 23rd. That did not happen. But Megan comes in to save the day. She says the Twins will win the division this season by three games or less, and they did. Declan.
Oh, God.
You said the Twins will win the division, and they will not lose a game in the wild card
round. So close.
You said the Vikings are going to go 14-2. And that somebody would hit 400 this year.
Woo! I am spent. I got nothing left to give to the show.
Oh, my God.
And so with that, Judd Zolgad still has the lead with a .424 batting average. Rami Makhlouf at 400 again. Declan Goff down to .351. Mackie, I am down to .300. The listeners are actually down further than that. It's like .235 or something. John Harrison, .188 with a couple of bombs. And Manny Hill, .154.
Write it down. You like writing things down. Write this down.
So Phil's coming to get Declan. That's what's happening here. Phil's going to come get Declan.
I'm still coming for
you're
all of you.
You're .300.
I'm still coming
you're
for
300.
All of you.
I am slumping.
Whew. All right.
I'm slumping.
Listener Matt, are you still there?
I am.
I'm checking out, man.
Man. Oh, by the way, the Cardinals and the Tigers both played 58 games. Is that accurate?
Yeah, probably, because the Tigers were going to play the Cardinals if the Cardinals needed those last two games, and they decided they didn't.
So you were right.
And let me just find the prediction real quick here. I just want to make sure we're right on this one.
Yeah, so do I.
All right.
Yeah, of course you do.
Need to get that average up to 425.
My Chris Colabello run has been worn off.
Yeah,
here.
Hey, here's the Declan
Bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
The promotion's going to start by the time I'm out of here at Score North. I think that's I'm tracking right there. This is not good.
I'm going to take, all right, we're gonna take a listener's word for that one here, that's correct for Judd.
Okay.
So we're gonna give Judd that point.
Well, right. I can.
Okay.
I can find it real quick, too. I can go look at the final standings.
All the games. There are so many things to keep track of this week.
It looks like you were busy with this.
You are now up to 435, if that's true, that happened.
Let me check on the Tigers. The Tigers went 23-35, so they did play 58 games, and the Cardinals also played 58 games.
Okay.
That is correct. I'm looking at it right now.
Correct prediction.
All right.
Matt, are you ready to take some swings here with us?
I am, and first of all, that was one heck of an accountability session. But you know, it's moments like that make this segment great.
that was a lot of buzzing.
I'm
right
glad
there.
You think so.
Thanks, Matt.
I am happy you think that.
So, Matt, we're gonna start with you. We're gonna go three trips around the room: Matt, Judd, Declan, Phil, and we'll start with the leadoff hitter, Matt. Here, please try to do a better job of hitting than the Twins did yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'm actually gonna start with the NBA Finals, which start tonight.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
So I really like Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley. I think they've done amazing work in Miami over the years. It's been awesome to watch the Heat in the bubble. That said, even though I don't think this happens very often in the NBA these days, I'm taking the Lakers in four. Write that down.
Okay.
Lakers in four.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
I like it. I like it. All right, Judd Zolgad.
All right, my first write that down prediction. I believe I made this one last year and I was wrong, but I'm going back to that well because, damn it, I'm going to be right eventually and I'm going to just keep predicting it. Eddie Rosario will not be with the Twins when next season begins, which I said in last December, but that was obviously for the 2020 campaign. I'm now saying for 2021, Eddie Rosario will not be with the Twins when the season begins.
There's so many potential moves. If they lose today, we are going to do a full show like either tomorrow or early next week where we just talk about what are the moves that need to be made.
Autopsy.
And a lot of you are going to be listening to this after the game is already played, but Alex Kirilloff today, it's official. He becomes the first player in Major League history to make his Major League debut by starting in a postseason game.
The first player?
I love it. Yes. No one has ever made their Major League debut starting in a postseason game.
Really?
Yeah. I love the move. It also reeks of desperation. Well, please come
Buxton,
save us.
And Buxton's out and Kepler's in center,
yeah,
which must mean that Buxton's concussion problem is coming back into play. There's no way that you wouldn't play Buxton in this game.
Of course.
For a jolt.
Yeah.
Write it down. You like writing things down. Write this down.
All right, back to Dex.
All right, the Vikings will beat the Texans on Sunday.
Look at you, Mr. Positive.
The Vikings will beat the Texans on Sunday. They'll get their first win.
Write this down.
Definition of insanity is what you just did.
Well, we're living it in baseball and football, so may as well keep the theme going.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Actually, Dax, I'm gonna piggyback off yours right there with the opposite prediction, right, which is that the Vikings will start 0-5.
Okay.
Oh, no. You're taking Houston and Seattle.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Seattle's a no-brainer. What would the path be for the Vikings to beat Seattle other than just like Russell Wilson gets hit by a bus?
Yeah, Russ gets hurt.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
So it's not that far-fetched for them to start 0-5 at this point. All right, back over to Matt.
All right, one more NBA prediction, and then I'll get on to baseball. And this is a bit of a long-term prediction, but it's at least shorter than Judd's very famous Larry Brown will coach again prediction.
Which still is
still
on the board.
On play.
So we're wondering if he will live a lot longer.
All right, write that down. The next NBA Finals, whether it's in 2021 or 2022, will not be played by the Bucks, Lakers, Heat, Raptors, or Rockets.
Wow. You said Bucks, Lakers, Heat, Raptors, or Rockets?
Correct.
I got them all.
So you're thinking like Nuggets, Clips.
Yeah, Celtics. I have a theory that I'm a big believer in Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, so I think they could make another run.
That's a good call.
Timberwolves.
Yeah, of course.
Who is going to coach the Clippers? Who gets that job?
There are Phil Jackson rumors.
I saw
swirling right now.
Gasp.
He's like a 4-1.
Does
Vegas
he really
has
want
him
that?
As like a 4-1 favorite.
Like at his age and
yeah,
I mean
he's
all
been
those
he's
rings?
Just been meditating in Montana for like 3 years.
And except for that Knicks stint, which was just a disaster.
But the thing is, like, he's never been a front office guy. He's always maybe had some pull in the front office, but he's been a coach. And so he didn't want to take that job. They just kept throwing millions at him. Finally they're like, we'll pay you $10 million a year, come fix this. He's like, okay. All right, sounds good.
Write this down.
All right, back to Jim.
All right, World Series prediction time. The Los Angeles Dodgers will win the World Series, their first since 1988. The Dodgers are going to win in this convoluted playoff format where upsets are very possible. I'm still going with the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually kind of amazing that they haven't won a World Series in that long because they've had some great teams over
the last 8 years. They've been insane.
Mm-hmm. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Dex.
All right, my guy Jalen Hurts, who has been calling for in Philadelphia, he will start a playoff game for the Eagles by December. He will start a
game.
Thank you for the look.
I was like, whoa, that's a home run.
Jalen Hurts will start a game
the
for
playoff
the
playoff format because of COVID will be
December.
Moved to December, and Jalen Hurts will start. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, so Jalen Hurts will start a game for the Eagles by December.
Okay, right now, if you guys could ride out the next 2 years with Kirk Cousins, or you could trade your third round pick for Jalen Hurts.
Third round pick. I get my second round.
That's not okay. That's not even tough.
Yeah,
I would roll
write it down. You like writing
roll
things down.
All right, write this down. This probably comes off the board by the time most people listen to this, but Luis Arraez will have at least 2 hits in game 2. Luis Arraez will spark the offense, and he will have at least 2 hits in game 2. Write it down. Book it.
Write this down.
All right, Matt, your final prediction.
All right, baseball. The Twins will win game 2 by 3 or more runs and hit 3 or more bombs. Write that down.
Ooh, so the Bomba Squad's coming back.
Yep.
You said by three or more runs?
Correct.
Did you see game one? The Bomba Squad, long gone.
And two home runs at least? What'd you say?
Three or more bombs.
Three or more bombs.
It's law of averages at this point.
I would have said that ordinarily too, but it's also been 16 years of the exact same playoff game playing itself.
Bomba Squad, witness protection right now, gentlemen.
Yeah, the Twins have not scored more than four runs in a playoff game since 2004, October 9th, 2004. So this actually might be a home run if Matt gets this correct. Just going to throw that out there. We're also trying to figure out, like, when are we going to know about Byron Buxton's stats? Probably not till the end of the game, right, when Rocco speaks, and then he'll probably
He's going to speak this morning, too, though.
Okay.
I think right now he's talking as we're taping this.
So we might get an answer. Matt, is there anyone in your life that you'd like to thank that got you to this lofty point in your life?
Well, you know, I just want to thank you guys. Thanks for keeping us entertained. Thanks for keeping us informed. Love the show. Keep it up. Also, I just want to throw out there that I'm really enjoying the WrestleMania rewind.
Oh, good.
Love it.
Nice. Well,
thank you.
I think we're going to bring another one back next week. We've run into a ton of like playoffs and Viking stuff here, so we're going to keep the train moving next week for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Matt, thanks
See
for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's guest listener Matt making his prediction.
Nice. Write this down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked it.
Write that down.
All right, Judd.
My third and final write that down prediction for this week is going to involve the National Football League and the fact that COVID ain't going to stop them. The Tennessee Titans game against the Pittsburgh Steelers scheduled for Sunday will be played either Sunday or Monday, but it will not be delayed beyond that. So they are going to look at COVID and say, in very football fashion, yeah, okay, cool, we're still playing. Steelers, Titans, book it, Declan, for Sunday or Monday.
Okay, Titans versus Steelers, got it.
I hope the NFL gets to the point where they're just like playing back-to-backs, like, all right, we had three games canceled by COVID. You're going to play Friday and Sunday. Like, sorry.
Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that then.
All right, Dex, your final prediction.
I'm staying away from the Twins. I'm going one inning at a time, one seltzer at a time, one day at a time. So I'm staying away from the
Great
Twins.
Great TV show.
The Miami Marlins, though, will advance past the Cubs in the wild card round. The Miami Marlins will get past the Chicago Cubs in the wild card round.
Interesting.
I like it.
So all these people that just tore Derek Jeter apart for the first two or three years, remember he took ownership and he just said, I'm trading Stanton, I'm trading
Yelich.
Like they just got rid of all, they basically just said, we're going to start over because the Marlins have been a disaster even though they have all these good players. He's clearly built something on the rise. They've got good young pitchers. Is Derek Jeter actually a good owner? Like, was he maybe not trying to fleece the people of
Miami? I have to wait and see. Because the COVID thing was weird, and they lost a ton of, or at the time, they lost a bunch of guys, right? And they didn't play. And then they basically came back with this B squad that won some games. So I'm curious when they actually hopefully play a full 2021. Like, is this for real now? Was that sort of like this short-term fluke? I can't tell for sure.
Yeah, it is. That's a good point.
Like, they came back with this JV team.
Yeah.
And they actually won.
Yeah. But that's kind of been the plan for a few years.
Which is a movie, by the way. Right?
What is it?
What?
I said it's got the ingredients, if they make a run now, for a film. Oh. Like a Dennis Quaid type of film, right?
Well, not Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, they could call it Major League, and they could, like, hate the owner.
No, because they don't have to hate Derek Jeter.
But they have to put a cardboard cutout of
him. No, it's sickness. They overcome COVID. They overcome COVID to win all these games, and they win a World Series.
Like so, not to keep going on this, but I remember Marlins man when Derek Jeter traded everybody.
Oh, he got mad.
Marlins man did a couple like grapefruits on the table things. He said, "I'm your only relevant fan. I will offer you $200,000 for 10 years of season tickets or something."
Yes,
and he like made the negotiation public. And then he started going to other games out of spite and refused to go.
I think he quit going to Marlins games, period, right?
That's amazing.
I think the whole thing was he quit and then he would just like show up at some arbitrary Saturday Royals game.
That dude's a fraud.
In the Marlins jersey?
Yeah, total fraud. Yeah. Can they just have Marlins man be the only fan at some of these games? Just have him sitting behind home plate like usual? Would that be over?
Actually, you could do that.
Write it down. You like writing things down. Write this down.
All right. My final prediction here. I'm going to go with a classic Kirk Cousins prediction here. Kirk Cousins has a passer rating in the low 70s right now, a traditional passer rating. He's leading the NFL with 6 interceptions. But the king of garbage time and the king of putting up big numbers against bad opponents in noon games at home will still finish with a traditional passer rating of 92 or better. 92 or better. So he has to gain like 20 points on his traditional passer rating.
Okay.
And he has to stop throwing interceptions, but he will still have a traditional passer rating of 92 or better by the time the season is over.
All right.
I have faith in garbage time curve.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Well, we were going to wrap the show here, but it looks like Randy in Cottage Grove is on hold. Randy in Cottage Grove, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm a little upset. Normally, Tuesday is when it takes me about a day to formulate my stable, and I called in what I thought was when you do the show yesterday, and then no one answered. I got no answer. Just ring and ring and ring.
Declan?
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Randy.
We're kind of caught up in a little Twins playoff run here. Or just
no excuse.
I hope you can forgive me.
I still do have it. The Dutch stable, of course, a couple of days old now for the another needless loss to the Titans. So, I'll go ahead and if you can do the music, I'll give you the Vikings dud stable, unfortunately, for week three.
Yeah, week three. That's what we just completed. Week four is next week.
Yeah, I got to be honest, Randy. We've kind of moved on to Houston at this point, and the Twins are playing in the middle of a big playoff series, and so we're pretty Twins forward right now, and Twins thinking on Mackie and Judd. So I just don't know if this is the right time to do your week three Vikings dud stable.
Okay. How many games they got left, the Twins?
Well, maybe one. If they don't win today, then they have one.
The Vikes, we got at least 13, and hopefully more. So that seems to be where I would be focused. But if you want me to go ahead and talk about that piss poor effort by the Twins, I can do a Twins dud stable.
Oh,
you got a Twins dud stable for us? It's Jeff here. I'm thrilled by that, Randy.
I watched it. I'm still on furlough, so I got nothing. I had nothing better to do yesterday because I couldn't do my dud stable, and I threw it on, and it was piss poor.
You know, Randy, I think if you've been on furlough for the better part of a year and a half, I think there's a different word for that, but we can talk about that later.
I still am receiving checks. That's all I'll say.
Okay, fair enough. All right, this is Randy in Cottage Groves.
They're yet to fix the glitch.
Milton from Office Space with his Twins dud stable from game one.
This is a game that I watched. By the way, this is the first full game wire to wire that I've watched all year with baseball, and it was awful. Let's just go ahead and start out at the top. Guy who comes in here, gets up there and just takes a huge dump on the mound. Guy by the name of Tyler Duffy. He's a dud. He's walking guys. Can't be doing that. I play in a league where three balls is a walk, and we don't even walk anyone.
That's what Kepler thought. Three balls is a walk.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Sorry. It's Jeff. I'd like to apologize, Randy.
Just keep going.
Yeah, next up. I watch some of the big cuts these guys are taking. They're swinging out of their boots, swinging at stuff right way down by their boots. You got to square one up. You can't go anywhere if you don't barrel it. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and say whoever their hitting coach is, I don't know the guy's name. He's a dud.
Wow.
Totally agree.
Wow.
That guy's a dud.
Here's another guy. He took a routine play that I saw. I had to told my friend to back up his DVR so I could get another look at that, make sure it didn't take a weird hop. It was it was a bozo play. He hosed it. I can make that play. I could make that play myself, and I'm talking about Jorgie Polanco throwing it way left of a routine play. He's a Jorgie Polanco. You're a dud.
Yeah, Jorgie, that was a bad play by Jorgie.
Randy, do you play some shortstop in beer league softball? Or are you more of a corner outfielder guy?
I've for the sake of the team, I have moved myself to some combination of a right fielder catcher.
Okay,
these days. But sometimes I hold a clipboard. I can tell you this right now, though: if I'm anywhere near a field and you're on my squad, you will not be without a cold beer. It'll be cold, and there'll be a lot of it. And it'll always be ready to grab as soon as you need one.
Sounds like my type of team.
Yeah, sounds like my kind of guy.
The team chemistry. I think maybe the Twins could use a couple.
I think we should talk,
today.
Randy. Yeah. Call me sometime.
Do, you know, and by the way, we do shots. I said this to the Donaldson. If he would have taken a couple of shots at Jag before the game, you guarantee he'd be out there. It loosens you up, gets you ready to go. It's therapeutic. And then you also got to get here. Here's a guy who's whoever's the guy who's in charge of the shots for the Twins. You know, if you strike out, you need a shot of fireball or something to kind of light a little fire under your ass and loosen you up. You know, so get that's what my recommendation would be for them. Get some shots going.
I mean, it worked for the 2004 Red Sox.
So
right?
So you're saying employ a shot coach?
Well, you just somebody to kind of keep people loose. The same guy who's giving you Gatorade or sport or whatever it's called, you know, get a little Yag before the game, loosen you up, and maybe a little fireball, you know, during the game or like a Yag bomb to kind of keep you
going.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what Williams Astudillo's job should be. Like, just stay away from the bat rack.
Right.
Stay away from the double plays that end the rally to end the game.
Stay away from the bat rack.
Just pass out a couple of shots to some of the players who look a little bit nervous. Like Alex Kirilov, he's making his first start ever in the big leagues today. Probably going to be a little bit nervous.
Who's this?
Alex Kirilov.
What is he, pitcher?
No, he's an outfielder. He's one of the top prospects in baseball.
Okay, not familiar. I don't care about I don't really care about him. But I'm going to go ahead and finish the stable, if you don't mind. And finally, the biggest dud of all, and this is a guy who wants to be all about. I'm loosey. I'm goosey. I don't take anything too seriously. Well, Rocco, it might be time to go ahead and look in the mirror, because you're a guy now who I think I read a statistic that the Twins have lost. Somewhere of a couple of dozen playoff games in a row. That's on you, Rocco. Okay, you got to get some urgency. You got to put some fire. You know, and if you don't, you know, you got to cuss at the guys. You got to cuss at them, and you got to say, guys, you know, that's what I do with my guys. You know, we're playing a tournament and it's double elimination. Well, guess what? We already lost one. I am not a happy customer, and I let my guys know if we lose one more, we're done. We're going home. Well, we're going to the bar usually, actually. But
right.
But if we're done, then that's it. Then we're not playing anymore. So, you know, if you want to have your guys go home and not be back on a field until Fort Lauderdale in March, then go ahead. Otherwise, light a fire, Rocco. And if you don't, you're a dud.
Oh,
there he goes.
He just hung up there.
Just like those shots. He just knocks him back. All of a sudden, he's just
that was a,
he's gone.
That was a very quick, easy transition. Ordinarily, if Phil had told him that we had moved on from the Vikings, he would have gotten very upset and slammed the phone down immediately. To transition to a Twins dud stable is...
That was pretty smooth.
It's growth.
That was pretty smooth.
Randy's growing as a radio personality.
I agree. Like, yeah, I think we...
2 years ago, Phil, he would not have handled that well.
I think maybe once it's time for us to go on vacation, like bye week or something, I think we just give him a couple hours to explore the space.
His dud stable was pretty good, too. You know what?
Georgie Polanco was
not good. Georgie Polanco was not good. And what if Rocco did cuss?
Well, Rocco probably cussed behind the scenes and then delivered this message to the media.
Yep.
Again, like, we'll break all this down after the game, and you'll probably be able to find that on the podcast feed ASAP, too. But... MLB.com is reporting Byron Buxton is not fully healthy, Rocco said, which is why he's not in the lineup today. Rocco couldn't specify anything more, including whether it's related to the end of the season head injury. Quote, all I'm going to be able to say is that he's not at 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, no kidding.
Boy.
He has concussion problems.
I had concussion problems. At least I don't play for the Twins.
You don't have numerous concussions.
Only one.
That's good. Keep it that way.
I'm trying. I quit. And, oh, by the way.
And you know what? That was smart.
Did you hear what happened with the Hubbard League? They won the whole thing. I left the team, and they won 7 in a row, and they won the championship.
Wow. Dude, you're Wally Pip.
Worked out great. Win, win, win. We all win.
You're Wally Pip.
Sometimes extraction is the best thing for the team.
Yeah. And that was it.
Goff was liability to Hubbard's softball team. That's the Zolgad headline.
Zolgad. Double colon? Just one colon.
Oh, hold on. What could be the
Zolgad?
What could be? It'd be Zolgad colon, and then the hammerhead, and
Goff
then
out or
no. It would be inflammatory. extra baggage, dragged them down. I mean, clearly they got rid of you, and then they got really good.
Yeah. That works.
Yep. Wins above replacement. Declan, negative. Clearly.
Yeah, thank you.
For the
D-League
softball team.
Definitely on the defensive
side, too. Yeah. All right. That's a wrap on this special Write That Down edition of Mackey and Judd. You're going to be able to find, well, as long as the Twins decide they want to keep playing, which might be only once, we're going to keep doing these post-game recap shows of Mackey and Judd. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. Hey, everyone. It's Mackey. Join your favorite Minnesota sports teams for Home Teams versus Hunger now through September 30th. During this one-of-a-kind fundraiser, you can bid on amazing sports items, unique team experiences, autographed merchandise packages, and more. All proceeds will benefit Second Harvest Heartland and Minnesota's six Feeding America food banks. To view a complete list of items or to bid, go to scorenorth.com, keyword home teams. Scorenorth.com, keyword home teams. It's time to come together to help feed those in need.